Two senior cabinet ministers are in a public scrap over the leadership of the beleaguered Oranga Tamariki. The dispute was triggered by Whānau Ora Minister Pene Henare weighing in on the future of the agency's chief executive, Grainne Moss, who reports to Children's Minister Kelvin Davis. The Māori parties jumped in too, with co-leader Debbie Narewa Packer saying the conflict isn't surprising, but is distracting from the real issue. Well, with more on this, our political reporter Joe Moyer is in the studio. Kia ora, Joe. What prompted Pene Henare to weigh in on this?
Yeah, good morning, Susie. You know, Grainne Moss has been under fire for a long time. We know that. We've seen time and time again over the last few months more these scathing reports into Oranga Tamariki and its management and service delivery. There's, of course, been accusations of institutional racism, which even she has conceded to this week. Now, this has prompted a lot of speculation about how safe her job actually is. Now, when Māori Television approached on Tuesday night, they approached Pene Henare, he sort of decided to jump in, boots and all, started speculating that she'd be gone within a matter of hours and that she wasn't the right person for the job. Now, this forced Grainne Moss to have to defend herself at a press conference the next day because, of course, she was repeatedly asked if she was going to resign. Now, bear in mind, this, of course, isn't the area of Pene Henare. He doesn't have responsibility for it, but he does have a lot of knowledge in the space because, of course, Whānau Ora would deal with Oranga Tamariki a lot. They would deal with the services and he would know firsthand how it does, or in some cases doesn't work. Calvin, of course, is new to this role as Children's Minister. Now, you know, a fresh set of eyes is good, but I imagine Pene Henare could quite quickly point out where the faults are with all of this. Now, while it's out of line for him to be talking about something that's outside of his ministerial responsibilities, it's probably also a safe bet that he's actually only saying what a number, if not all, of the Labour Māori MPs actually think.
And how is Kelvin Davis, the minister responsible here, how's he reacting to all of this?
So, of course, he is responsible for this, and so it's quite a difficult position for him. He put out a pretty frank statement to RNZ yesterday, and I understand has had a very tense conversation with Pene Henare about it. Now, in that statement, he said that the comments made by his colleague Pene Henare were inappropriate and inaccurate, and pointed out that he does not speak for him as Children's Minister. Worse, though, for Kelvin Davis is he actually had to call Grainne Moss on Tuesday night after that Māori Television interview and tell her that that's not his position. Now, that would have been quite a difficult pill for Kelvin Davis to swallow, I imagine, because he's continuing to refuse to actually express confidence in her in that chief executive role.
None of this is a very good look, really, is it? So, especially, I guess, when the Māori Party back in Parliament and ready to pounce at any opportunity.
That's right. I mean, you look at Oranga Tamariki and the complete sort of lack of transformation or change that some see has gone on there, and that is exactly the sort of platform that not only returned the Māori Party, it meant that they won one of the seats off Labour, and they also got co-leader Debbie Narewa Packer back in as well. You know, Māori whānau and the care of their tamariki, the inequities that I've seen there within the state, it gives the Māori Party, it's a real kaupapa, it's a voice for them in Parliament to point to where Labour, and in particular its Māori MPs, just aren't delivering. Now, some in the Labour caucus, the likes of Willie Jackson and Kelvin Davis, you know, they sort of dismiss how important, I guess, and significant the Māori Party returning to Parliament is. But the point here is that it's an issue like this, like Oranga Tamariki. It not only infuriates Māori, but it also infuriates all of New Zealanders. We've seen these stories of women having week-old babies taken off them in hospitals, the inequities, the shocking statistics that go on there. And that sort of anger and frustration can quite quickly grow into a movement. And, I mean, Labour MPs, just really, they need to get on the same page, because if there's any more sort of discrepancies or conflicts like this, then that is a huge opportunity for the Māori Party.
Thank you very much. Our political reporter, Joe Moyer, there.